Coach, good to catch up with you. You've been doing this a long, long time. Does this day still hold all the excitement that it did way back when you first started recruiting players?
Yeah, of course, it sure does. In fact, it's a little different, Jed, because in the old days, not so long ago, you could be there at the signings. You could pick these up, you know, physically. You could see the ceremony of the young man signing and that type of thing. And then there were some shenanigans at different times go on associated with that signing, that kids changing their mind at the last moment.
Yeah.
This coach came in at the 12th hour, da-da-da-da-da. So they made all of us stay off the road. Even though this past weekend you could have kids in, you could not leave campus after Saturday night. You couldn't go anywhere Sunday when some kid came back from, let's say, College A. You're representing College B. You couldn't be there Sunday night. So by taking everybody off the road that way, it has made it a little bit less hectic, I believe. That's probably the biggest change I have seen over the years with respect to this day.
Describe what it's like in the Virginia Tech football office with all the coaches gathered around. You're waiting on the letters to get faxed in. What's the environment like in the office early on signing day morning as all the action's about to happen?
Well, everybody's different, you know. We all had called our kids two or three times a day the last couple of days to make sure we knew what was going on, when they would be NLIs would be, national letters would be coming in. And see, what has happened is you can sign at 7 o'clock from a.m. So what happens is most of the kids will come in between 7 and 8:30, you know, based on when the school system's open.
Right.
And then and sign with their parents. And then they keep a copy of the scholarship offer, and they keep one copy of the national letter. And then some may not have their ceremony till 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock. But that piece of paper that they're taking a picture with has already been signed.
Okay.
We have it in our offer. I'm not allowed in my office. We're not allowed to talk to you until all these are in.
Okay.
So I can't comment on an individual until they're all in. So we're all around there waiting. And we can pretty much now, with all the cell phones now, the kids call you. And they say, okay, coach, it's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was my area, the greater Richmond area, one of my areas, the greater Richmond area, you know, there was the threat of snow this morning. So I had it all arranged that I had a couple of SUVs, I had a couple of four-wheel drives. if the schools were called off, the coaches or somebody that was going to go get them and make sure they had the national letter and come into the school and fax them.
Get them to a fax machine, right?
That's correct. We knew where all the Kinkos were through the greater Richmond area.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they didn't get a drop. So it's funny how all that worked. We went through all that preparation last night, making sure we had everything set in case there was a problem. And sure enough, we did have one of the young men did have a delay.
Okay.
Because of a school closing. But he called us, and we were informed, and there was no problem.
Because of all the drama and all the buzz and all the subplots that have come into college football recruiting, especially, let's say, in the last 10 or 15 years, Coach Cav, as media has played a bigger role in this, for the coaches, is the emotion still excitement, or is it maybe relief when you get to this day?
It's probably a little of both. You know, it's just like when you win a game.
Yeah.
You know, you won the game, and you are excited, but it's more like, phew, all right, we got that one. Now let's get ready for the next one. I think recruiting is a little bit like that. You know, you're with these kids, especially our crop. We've been with them for so long, and we felt good about them for so long. I would probably, you know, swing the meter maybe towards relief a little bit for not only for us, but maybe for them, because now they are with us. You know, in the past, you know, a kid makes his mind up the end of December. He really has only been a Hokie for,
yeah,
what, a month. Now these kids who made up their mind all last summer, they went through an entire season, you know, knowing where they were going to go. So I think for some of them, I think it's probably a little bit of relief. And for us, I do think for some of them it was like, wow, now this is for real. Now I got to go play.
D-Day, that's right.
So I do think some of that, you know, exists also. And each family probably handles it a little bit different, so to speak. But But these are speaking of families, this is quite a group with respect to that. These kids are great representatives, not only of their schools and their coaches, but of their families also. It's a good bunch.
Jim Cavanaugh with us, the Hokies recruiting coordinator and longtime assistant coach on the best seat in the house, signing day 2007. Coach Cavanaugh, let's get some general impressions, because you and I could break this class down for a couple of hours.
Sure.
Let's just get a Cliff Notes version of what you like most about this group that you brought in for 07.
Well, you know, you always want to fill needs. You want to be able to even out your roster so that you don't get caught short. Like last year, we got caught, you know, with our tailback situation a little bit. We got, you know, Orr got banged up, and then we really only had the two kids. So we signed three tailbacks, you know, one of who's already here, you know, with Oglesby, and then one who's rushed for 62 touchdowns, you know, in the Evans kids. So you think right away, you know, probably one of those two will get a chance to, you know, to see what they can do. Obviously, you know, in the most recruiting services, internet services, and the recruiting guru, so to speak, you know, Tyrod was the best player in the state.
Right.
So, and being a quarterback, I think that was a great signing for us. I think the offensive linemen that we got, you know, we got four offensive linemen, two tackles, you know, that are big kids in Alvarez and DeChristopher. We got two guards that can move around in Brooks and Lateef. So, you know, we feel pretty good about that. We got a snapper, you know, which you always worry a little bit about that. You know, with our linebacker situation, you know, we got the two kids will be four-year starters next year. We signed three two inside, one whip, one guy that would play for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've done a good job fulfilling our needs. We got another excellent corner in Chris Hill from Highland Springs, and we got a really good free safety, the Morgan kid. So I think we filled the need there. So I think when you go back and go through that, I think those were probably some of the highlights. I do believe this. You know, we signed four tight ends.
Yeah,
and those kids give you a lot of flexibility to play a lot of, you know, or be able to do a lot of different things. You get the situation with the two receivers. You know, because we've got four seniors next year.
Yeah,
so you want to be able to have some kids come in and be able to help there. So I think it's a great class. I probably gave you more than what you needed there, but this is how we thought.
Yeah.
This is how we tried to recruit this class.
Pretty good top-to-bottom Cliff Notes version right there from Jim Cavanaugh. And a lot of the players from the state of Virginia, and you and I have talked a bunch about the fact that, you know, we were all hoping that last year was the aberration or the exception, not the rule. I know Beamer was hoping for that. I know you were hoping that. I know Al Groh was hoping that, because a lot of programs from the outside came in and took players last year, and it looks like Virginia Tech and Virginia got back to basics in defending the home state this year.
Yeah, I would think that. I think we got 13 of the 25, and I really don't know what the number is for Virginia, but we got 13. And, you know, I do think last year, I mean, a bunch of those kids were receivers, and they wanted to go to schools that threw the ball every play, you know, that type of thing. And some of them, I get in trouble when I say this, but, you know, I think some of them were sort of sold a bill of goods a little bit, you know, as far as where they fit and type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, they always say the grass is greener on the other side of the fence, so to speak, but I don't always necessarily agree with that. I think sometimes that young people get caught up in some emotions of the moment, and they think a particular school sounds neat, and then but when you really do your homework, you have a school here in us. And, you know, with Virginia, you have two schools in a state that have been to lots of bowls here recently and that type of thing. So I think you have a lot of options here, right here in the state. And this generation of parents likes to see their kids play, so we were able to do that. You know, being an ACC school, the parents can, I know one thing we like to remind them is how they can see their kids play. You got the home games here. And then with Maryland being relatively close, and all the Carolina and South Carolina schools, Atlanta's close. So you can see a lot of, you can see your kid play.
Coach Cav, you talked about one of your specific recruiting territories, Richmond, Virginia, and it seems like the Hokies re-solidified a lot of bridges there. Verina, Highland Springs, Clover Hill, Hermitage. You got to feel good about your work in Richmond this year.
Yeah, you know, there was a, I told somebody earlier today, the Richmond area this past year, I've been going to Richmond since I was a VMI assistant in 1974, and I cannot remember this many kids signing out of that area. I may be proven wrong, mm-hmm. but I don't think so. A lot of school, you know, a lot of kids, not just the kids that signed with us. You know, I know Virginia got some. I know there's some other schools came in and got some kids. So I think the Richmond area has been is just a, you know, they have excellent high school coaches. There's a lot of good players there. And yes, we did. We were able to come in and get some good players. And I think all those kids from those schools realize, you know, we've been here a while. They've been coming. We've been successful over, you know, 14 years now. And so I think they grew up with Tech. And this generation, you know, when we went to the Orange Bowl in 95, I mean, that's 12 years ago now.
Right.
These kids have been brought up with all this. I mean, in their mind, Tech is the winning, is a winning, great winning program, top 10 program, and it's right here in my own state.
Let me ask you a follow-up about Tyrod Taylor. You mentioned Tyrod, and I want to sort of ask you about the importance of Tyrod Taylor in the sense that he's a quarterback, he's from Hampton High School, a power program in the state of Virginia, and he's the number one player in the state. Is it important for all those reasons to get a player like that because of the statement it can make about Virginia Tech on the recruiting trail?
Yes, and not to back up, he is one great player.
Okay.
You want to get a great player because mm-hmm. you want to win games. This is all about winning. And so, and then, you know, the fact that he is the number one player obviously is a great benefit from, you know, I mean, you want to take care of your home turf and you want to get the best player. So, or who is supposedly the best player. You want to get that young man. So, sure it is. Yeah, I mean, it's a big feather in our cap, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the only thing I worry about a little bit about on some of those is that it's not a, you know, it's, we don't want too much pressure put on this kid. You know, I think that will be our fans. I know there'll be pressure put on him, but hopefully as coaches we can eliminate some of that.
Sure.
But sure, you're right. I mean, everything you said there was correct. And
but I guess that's me thinking a little bit like a media member here and you thinking like a true football coach that's got to win games on Saturday, right?
But let me tell you this. The last, you know, all the number one kids that we've gotten here, and we've gotten several, have all played and had great careers. So
yes.
So it is important.
Jim Cavanaugh is with us talking Virginia Tech football recruiting. Coach Cav, a couple last things. I want to ask you about the title of recruiting coordinator because people hear offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator, and I feel like they basically understand generally what that title means. Recruiting coordinator, what exactly does that involve on a day-to-day basis in terms of organizing your program's recruiting efforts?
You don't have enough time.
That's an hours-long question,
but,
isn't it?
what you are, you help Coach Beamer in approving or disproving players or disapproving of players. In other words, we have a checks and balance system. You know, the area coach has to approve the player. Then the position coach has to approve the player. Then the coordinator on that side, then me, and then it goes to the coach. So there's five checklists. So you got to organize that just to make sure it's done right. And then now there's certain players, you know, we can all pick out. There are no brainers. But there's some others now that, you know, you have to see how they fit in your scheme and where everything, you know, falls out, so to speak. And so it's my job just to, I'm sort of an information gatherer or distributor, you know, set and schedule who's goes out and that type of thing. So we just have to, the rule changes. You know, one thing I have to do is disperse the rule changes and make sure the guys understand what's up. We have a lot of paperwork that has to be done.
Okay.
And it's important that I make sure the guys get their paperwork in on time. And, you know, we have compliance rules that we have to go by. And just to make sure that the guys all do that and that they cover their bases with that. So that's part of what it has to do. And then when you get kids from areas that aren't covered by our our specific areas. Like everybody has an in-state area, and we all have out-of-state areas. But obviously, we don't cover every state in America. So if we get something from Colorado, you know, if he's a linebacker from Colorado, he goes to Bud. Mm-hmm. You know, if he's a wide receiver from Alabama, he goes to Kevin Sherman. So that's how we handle the areas outside of our sphere of influence, so to speak.
So that might explain, like, the Evans kid from Indiana, for instance.
Yeah, Bud and Charlie knew the high school coach from clinics that they had attended, or not attended, that they actually spoke at. And the coach ran our style of defense. And so they befriended each other, and they started a relationship. And that's Steve Tutsi's the coach out there, and that's how all that, you know, began.
Last question, Coach Cav. You know, you've been on this staff a long, long time. You're one of the veterans with Steinspring and Foster and Height and those guys. There's a little different staff this year for the first time in a long time with four new staff members. And I know Coach Beamer, throughout this recruiting process over the last few months, was really pleased and applauded the energy of this staff, said he thought it was the best combined staff energy he'd seen at Virginia Tech in a long, long time. When it comes to recruiting, would you agree with his statement about the energy of this staff?
Yeah, I would say that. I probably wouldn't have used the word energy. I would have used experience. These guys, this wasn't their first rodeo. You know, they didn't, obviously, Taurean Gray is a little less knowledgeable about the recruiting process as the other guys, but all these guys had recruited before, and they knew how this works. It's not just something that you just, you know, all of a sudden you get a college job, you get the keys to a courtesy car, and away you go. You know, it doesn't work that way. And so it takes a little bit of knowledge, and, you know, with Newsom, and then you have the situation with O'Kane, you know, I mean, and Kevin Sherman, all these guys now have recruited Virginia. They've been around the block, so to speak. Taurean had been at Maine and Connecticut. So even though they were new to Virginia Tech, they weren't new to the process. And I think that was very important. I mean, there was a tremendous amount of experience, you know, with these coaches, you know, with Newsom, he had recruited the state for JMU. He was also a state high school coach here. Mm-hmm. You know, Michael had been a head coach at NC State, so obviously he knew that state backward and forward. You know, Sherm had been in both states, mm-hmm. you know, and had recruited the D.C. Maryland area. So when we lost Tony Ball to Georgia, Sherm came right in, and he didn't miss a beat. So I really believe the continuity that we maintained through recruiting based on the experience of these people, I think really helped, you know, and then and then we do have a very good recruiting staff. Our guys like to do it. They understand the importance of it. And that's how we go.
And the proof is in the pudding. Another solid haul for the Virginia Tech Hokies in 2007, coordinating their recruiting efforts. Longtime assistant coach Jim Cavanaugh with us on signing day on the best seat in the house. Coach, always good to visit. Congratulations once again, and I'll let you get to your next media circuit.
Yeah, it's the only day of the year everybody ever wants to talk to me there. Hey, Jed, I appreciate it.